All right, so you know how you use your debit card for like pretty much everything?
Right.
Well, get this. The Department of Justice is saying that that Visa might be running an illegal monopoly with all that.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We're talking over 60% of all the debit card transactions out there going through Visa's.
Seriously, that many?
Oh, yeah. And you know those little fees they tack on?
Yeah.
That's something like $7 billion every year just flowing through their network.
Wow. Okay. So what's the DOJ saying Visa's doing exactly?
So they're calling it exclusionary contracts. It's like, imagine Visa going to a bank or business and saying, okay, use our system, but if we even see you thinking about another payment network, you're going to regret it.
Yikes. What does that even mean? Regret it.
Think massive fines. If you're a small business, are you really going to risk making Visa mad even if someone else has a slightly better deal?
Probably not. No way. So how could anyone else even compete?
And that's exactly what the DOJ is saying. These contracts, they're designed to shut down the competition before it even really starts.
That's wild. But wait, there's more, right?
Oh yeah, there's always more. The DOJ is also saying that Visa tries to like buy off their competition.
Buy them off, like what, with a company car or something?
More like multi-million dollar deals to basically convince these rivals to just join them instead of beating them.
So it's not actually a level playing field at all.
Not even close.
Okay, so that's the business side, but how does all this impact me just trying to buy like groceries?
Here's the thing. All those fees, Visa charges, they don't just disappear. Businesses end up paying. And you know who businesses pass those costs on to?
Uh-oh. Let me guess.
Yep. Right back to us, the customers.
Ouch. Starting to feel it already.
It's everywhere. In fact, Attorney General Merrick Garland said it perfectly. Visa's unlawful conduct affects not just the price of one thing, but the price of nearly everything.
Wow, when he puts it like that, so it's bigger than just a couple cents here and there. This could be the whole economy.
Exactly. And the DOJ is saying that if there was real competition for debit cards, those fees wouldn't be nearly as high. What if another company came in with better tech or cheaper fees?
Makes you wonder what we could be missing out on, you know?
That's what the DOJ is saying. Visa's dominance could be holding back some big game-changing innovations in how we pay for things.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think this case could mean like whole new world of payment tech, you know?
Right.
What if this is the push we need to ditch plastic cards for good?
Yeah, no, it could definitely happen. I mean, look at all the cool stuff happening with blockchain and digital currencies. Payments could be faster, cheaper, more secure. But it all comes down to letting new ideas grow, and that's what's on the line here.
So the DOJ is basically saying, Visa, you're in the way of progress.
In a nutshell, yeah. They're arguing more competition means more innovation, which means better outcomes for everybody. Imagine having a ton of different payment options, each with its own perks, instead of being stuck with whatever the big guys offer.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about Visa's side of the story? What's their defense?
Well, we can look at similar cases, and I bet they're going to say their success is because they're just that good, that their network is reliable, that they offer great services, all that.
Well, classic, we're the best argument.
Exactly. And you know, they'll probably bring up things like their security and fraud prevention, how they've invested so much to protect
And they'll
consumers.
say they earned their spot.
For sure. Plus, they'll point to their own track record of innovation, like contactless payments, mobile wallets, all that. Basically saying, hey, we're not afraid of competition, we're just playing by the rules.
Okay, so let's say the DOJ wins this thing. What then? Do they just hit Visa with a fine and everyone moves on?
It's possible, right? We could
Yeah.
see some massive fines, billions even, which would definitely get Visa's attention.
I'd say. But would that really change anything in the long run?
That's the big question. The DOJ might push for bigger changes, like structural changes within Visa. Think forcing them to sell off certain parts of the business, or even breaking up the whole company.
Whoa, now that would be a game changer. Talk about shaking up the financial world.
Right. The impact would be huge. The whole industry would feel it.
Crazy to think it all started with something as normal as using a debit card.
It shows how connected everything is, right? And how these big legal battles, they can have a direct impact on all of us.
You know, it's kind of wild when you think about it, right?
Right.
Something as everyday as swiping your debit card being tied to this whole legal battle makes you wonder what other hidden things are out there quietly impacting our lives.
It really makes you think, and it goes to show it pays to be curious, to look deeper and ask those questions. So what? How does this affect me? Because these big legal cases, they often do have a direct impact on us all.
Yeah, and in this case, the DOJ seems pretty set on shaking things up. If they actually win, It goes way beyond just Visa,
yeah,
right? It can make the whole playing field for payments more competitive.
Absolutely, yeah. Think of it as like sparking a fire of innovation. New companies, new tech, totally changing how we think about money and transactions.
So this isn't just about one company, one lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's way bigger than that.
Exactly. It's about what kind of future we want for finance, you know? One that's fair, that's dynamic, that actually works better for everybody.
Man, that's something to consider. So for everyone listening, here's something to ponder. Could this be just the beginning? Not just for payments, but for other industries too, where a few big players call all the shots. What if this inspires a wave of challenges, pushing for change everywhere?
It's a fascinating thought, and it really highlights how important it is to be aware, to be informed, to ask the tough questions, because ultimately these systems, they only function if they work for all of us. And that's a good place to leave it today. This case is far from over, so keep your eyes peeled, folks. The future of how we pay might be on the line.